just excited and blessed. So we're going to go before the Lord. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for the telecommunication sanctuary you have blessed us with, Lord. We thank you for the sisterhood and the brotherhood that you have ordained for us, oh God. We thank you so much for Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the artist ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for saying yes to the mandate and creating this call through you, Lord. We thank you for each and every member who is under the sound of my voice, those who were on the call yesterday, today, and those you are blessed to be on tomorrow. Father, we just thank you that this call will be uncontaminated, unhindered, and will not be interrupted. Lord, we thank you already in advance that no drop calls will take place and the word will come through boldly. Father, we just thank you for our speaker, Co-Pastor LaVon Lewis, and all you are doing in her life. We ask, Father, that you touch her, that you bless her, and while you're decreasing her and increasing through her, Lord, we just want to say thank you right now in advance for the word. We give you all the honor, we give you all of the glory, and we thank you individually and collectively. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Master's Call family, you have a Jesus Joy Day. I am now turning this call over to our host because it is Taste and See that the Lord is Good Thursday. Are you there, Minister Kai?
Good morning, Minister Kai. It's not available right now. Can you hear me? This is Minister Brenda.
I can hear you, Minister Brenda, loud and clear. Take it away, my love.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you, Minister LaShawn, for such an awesome, awesome meeting, seating and greeting the people this morning. I love your spirit, and I thank you for that awesome prayer over these warriors this morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and it is such a delight to hear each and every one of you on the call this morning. We give God glory for you being with us again this morning. Again, I'm Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and if this is your first time, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdoms greeting, and you're in store for our true blessing this morning. This is a celebration season for us because October 25th marks the fourth year that TMC has existed, and we're so thankful that God used two phenomenal women. Those are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's better known as our Mother Eagle. God called these two women to have this call each day, Monday through Friday. So we encourage you to invite your family and your friends and tell everybody that you know this is a great way to start their day. This call is based on the scripture Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also stand firmly with our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can go on, and it's truly awesome. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Many of you have been enriched, enhanced, or empowered by this call. And as Minister LaShawn had mentioned earlier, we know that many of you lives have been changed. So we ask that you become a part of the celebration by emailing your experiences to info@themasterscall.net. Prayer requests, praise reports, and your willingness to serve on this ministry are encouraged as well. So again, that information should be sent to info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. You previously heard me mention Artists International. It's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven with outstanding health products that really change lives daily. You can learn more about this wonderful company by joining us each day on the motivational call, which is right after this call. It's usually hosted by Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook. I think she will be back with us today, and a team of leaders. The number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-pound. That's 539 598 pounds. We are making preparations for the next Artist Empowerment Conference, and that conference will be held in the Bahamas. Oh, yes, the beautiful Bahamas, and that's October 31st through November 2nd at the beautiful Atlantis Resort, and it's hosted by the Kings of Artists. If you've never been to an event hosted by these phenomenal men, then you definitely do not want to miss this event. You can register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. Tonight, I think that they're having a call tonight with Pastor Glenn John. I'm not sure, but I hope I'm correct, but I tell you what, we'll get back with you if he has this on Thursdays. Anyway, brothers and sisters, are you ready to hear the word from the Lord this morning? Our speaker today is a wonderful lady from Las Vegas, Nevada. She was born there to a teenage single mother, and I tell you, this lady is phenomenal. You know, God used her from the day she was born, it seems. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at 14 and began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. God continued to use her. She was ordained at the age of 17 as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. That's totally awesome. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Line of Judah Ministries, which started in January 2004, with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Praise God. Praise God. This woman is also a graduate, a college graduate, and got her bachelor's degree, and she's got her master's degree, and, you know, continued on with her studies, and God continued to use her. I tell you, it's such a pleasure to hear a phenomenal woman as this lady. She has had a successful radio ministry. She traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. You know, we need more of those today. Praise God. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, pastor, and friend. I tell you, she's all that and much more. And she is definitely an artist product. And we are so glad, so delighted to have this phenomenal woman to come before us with the word, because she's going to give us words of encouragement, words of purpose, and words of power, because she does it every time. I present to some and introduce to some and present to others none other than co-pastor Lavona Lewis out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Pastor Lavona, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, woman of God.
God bless you. We thank you, praise God, for this call, for this opportunity. We thank you, praise God, for our Mother Eagles, for our Pastor BK, for our Pastor Vanessa, my sisters in the gospel, my sisters in artists. I thank you, praise God, for all of you who are on the call, to all of the artisans who are helping to build this. We thank God for you all, and I'm privileged to come before you. And especially on today, I love the today as O Taste and See Thursday. And we thank and praise God that the Word Talk says, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Blessed are we who know we need God. And we thank and praise God that He wants us. And so we're grateful. I come before you with this word the Lord had been dealing with me about and talking to me about and just blessing my spirit with. And I was talking and I preached on Sunday, and I was praying to the Lord about today and what to bring. And He told me, He just had me grab that because it was so befitting. And I was talking about the perfect storm. The perfect storm. And I know I heard some of you on the phone talking about the rain and what's going on in your cities. And see, I'm here out in Las Vegas where it's still pitch black outside, and we're still experiencing 90 something degree weather out here. However, it's not uncommon for us to have stormy weather, wind and rain will just come out of nowhere. Well, we'll be, you know, it'll be hot and burning and we're frying out here and cooking and baking out here. And the next thing you know, there's this fierce wind that'll raise up from somewhere. And I know some of you understand that life can be like that, that you can go from one extreme to another in your life. But I come to encourage you on this morning that God says no matter what you are going through, it is still a good day to trust and taste and see. It's still a good day to believe him. It's still a good day, and that he's still in control of everything that's happening. I was looking up, and I was studying about storms, and any one of you who have ever looked up storms, ever been interested in storm, you know that it is basically where the environment, the body of the atmosphere has been affected by some strong and flying weather. Some severe weather. Something has come, whether it's a strong wind, a hail, thunder, lightning. It has come, heavy precipitation, you know, strong rain has come and just disrupted the atmosphere. And so we have different kinds of storms, from an ice storm to a blizzard, a snowstorm, even to a firestorm, even a dust devil. That's big out here in Las Vegas where we'll have them. Well, they'll come and they'll go, and the only thing that is the differentiation between them is that it depends on the season, the geography, the duration, and the distribution of the strong currents and the strong tides. Let me say it again. How do I know whether I'm in a storm on a natural sense? Well, according to meteorologists, they tend to say they can tell a storm and the characteristics of a storm because it depends on the season, the geography, the duration, the distribution of strong currents and strong tides. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can tell you're in a spiritual storm basically by the same way. You know that there has been some disruption of the atmosphere that you're in. There has been some disruption. It was going good. You all were friends. Things were rolling fine. Money was coming in good. Business was good. Your health was well. And then all of a sudden, some disruption in the atmosphere came to go come through. But I want to come to you right now to let you know and encourage you that even though you may be in a storm, we serve a storm trooper. Jesus is our storm trooper. He comes in and he can just speak a word and the storm has to cease. We know that Jesus can come in, and we're grateful because not just that, but he's given us power to change the atmosphere. So whatever your atmosphere is, whatever disruption has come to change the atmosphere and your situation and what you're in, I come to tell you right now, a simple act of worship can change the atmosphere back to the conduciveness that it was before, back to the production that it was before, back to the way it was before. You can calm a sea with a simple praise. You can calm a sea with faith. You can calm a sea believing that no matter what the storm looks like, no matter what it feels like, and we've talked about it before, about being sensual Christians, where we are just basing everything we do off of our senses. Oh, Lord, it looked like this ain't going to look good. This don't look good. And, oh, God, I don't feel well in this situation. Well, see, those are the words that you'll hear out of a sensual Christian's mouth. But when you're talking to a spiritual Christian, someone who believes that God can step in the storm, and that even if I don't feel like Jesus is in the storm, he's with me at all times. I take you and I ask that you would turn, if you have your Bibles, and I know some of you are driving, so you'll just have to listen to this and go back and do your reading on your own time. But Acts 27 is an excellent, excellent depiction and example of what it's like to be in a storm and not let the storm be in you. There's a difference between you standing in the midst of a hailstorm and then you letting the hailstorm affect the end part of you. And so what happens in this is Paul and Luke and Aristarchus sit out and they're on a ship. Now, they're expecting to head to Rome. They're expecting to head to Italy, but some issues come up while they're in the boat. Now, just to make this long story short, just to tell you, Paul warned them that he don't think this is a good idea. He don't see this ending well. But as they get on the boat and they begin to go, of course, just as Paul said, things happen. It's just like the show we used to watch. The little boat was tossed and the storm came in. Y'all know Gilligan's Island, you know, where the boat was come in. And so the people on there, they were barbarians. They weren't believers. And so here you got three believers on the boat. And they lead us to believe that they may have been the only ones that were believers. But here you got 200 historians guesstimate about around 276 other folk who are on this boat, and all of them look like they are getting ready to just perish. Now, Paul, if they knew Paul like we knew Paul, like we know him, they would have known Paul had already been in storms before. This was nothing new to Paul. So Paul is an expert in surviving storms. I told folk all the time, if I was them, I'd have been like Luke, and everywhere Paul went, I'd have been with him, because you knew if you went through a storm with Paul, you would go come out of that. And I want you to know that right now, there's some folk connected to you right now because they know you know how to come out of a storm. Well, they know you know how to go through and make it on the other side of the boat, in the boat. Everybody else did panic and they jumped overboard out of fear, and they know you're going to be the one make it. They may not like you, may not have no kind of nothing invested in you, but they do know one thing. You do know how to come out of a storm. And so what I want to do is I want to encourage you all to, just like Paul in this, they were going through it, and they tried to warn the captain, and he didn't want to listen. He was trying to get over there. And Luke says something that really hit me. He says that at that time, they were all of fear. I mean, it seems like all hope was about to go. That even though they had been on a fast, 27:9 talks about the fast that they were on. It refers to during that time of atonement. And so they're looking that it was maybe around this time, because here we're going through now Rosh Hashanah, just started on the yesterday at sundown. And so they're thinking that it may have been around this time or early October that they were out there on the sea. And so while they were out there, the Luke says, look, we got scared. We, you know, hope was just leaving us. Luke says in 27:20 says, from then on, all of our being saved was gradually abandoned. He was saying, look, we know God, but look, it didn't look good. We were thinking it's over for us. But somebody needs to just have a but praise. Thank God for the times to say, but even though it looked like this, Paul had a visitation from an angel that reminded him, wait a minute, don't get scared. You got to remember what we told you. You cannot be afraid. Why? Because I told you you were going to go and see Caesar. Now you can't see Caesar and this ship and this storm take you out. What I want to tell you all is I don't care what it feels like and how rocky it feels, how does the waves are crashing against the boat, how the water is coming into the boat, how it looks like you're about to capsize or feels like you may have already capsized. I don't care what it feels like. Do you hear me? I want to come to you as an angel of the Lord on today and say, look, whatever it is that God has promised you, he will fulfill it. You will be going to see Caesar. You're going to make it to the other side. Don't be like the other ones who want to give up hope and who want to give up and say, look, I'm getting out of this ship. I'm abandoning it. I'm throwing it in. For some of you, that is leaving your marriage. Look, I can't take it no more. I got to go. For some of you, that is walking away from your business. It's not producing like it used to. I can't take this anymore. For some of you, it is walking away from ministry. Look, they don't listen to me preach no more. I can't handle this. I can't take it anymore. I want to tell you, do not abandon the ship. Do not walk away when God has given you a promise in the ship. Now, during this time, they had to jettison the cargo. You may have to tie down some stuff. You may need to anchor some stuff and make sure that in this season, in this storm, that it don't get loose and fall overboard. You may have to tie down some stuff. This storm is going to show you what's too loose and got to go and what needs to be tied down, what is a part of the ship, and what is just sitting on the ship, just extra cargo. During this time, you may need to throw some stuff overboard. It may be holding the ship down too low. It may be helping it to take in water and sink. During this time, you may have to get rid of some stuff. But I want to let you know that in your time of shifting and jettisoning down, tying down, roping down the cargo, don't you make sure, you make sure you don't be a part of the stuff that jump overboard. I don't care if you see the barbarians in their godless state jumping because they're scared and they don't have no faith. I don't care if you see the folk who are like Luke and say, look, all hope is gone. We ain't going to get saved. I don't want you to listen to the folk who are talking that stuff in your ear. You still with artists? You still with them? After all this, no, don't listen to that. You still trying to run a business in this kind of economy? Don't listen to them. Because, listen, in the time of a storm, folks' fear will begin to speak louder than their faith. I'm going to say that again. In this season, people's fear will start talking louder than their faith. The red letters on your bills will start talking louder than the red letter in your Bible. But you have to remind yourself, you got to sometimes be your own angel and go to the Word and shake yourself and say, look here. Look here, good. Look here, boy. You get yourself together. Put yourself in check. Get your mind together. Oh, well, I co-pastor, that's so much easier said than done. But with all things are possible with Christ. And we have to remind ourselves of that on a constant, not to be afraid. 27 and 24, the angel told him clearly, do not be afraid. Now, if he came to him to say that, it's obviously Paul must have been scared. The angel had to come remind him. Look, I told you, the Lord has already established that you are going to be going over. So Paul got up and told him, said, look, I told y'all that we should not have been going over there. However, the Lord has sent an angel of promise to tell me that we are going to make it to the other side. Now, they pagan men, and here Paul is a spiritual man, a powerful man, a man of God. You got to understand, because Paul trusted God and bore witness to the promise that God had and the deliverance that God had promised, 275 other men were saved. Who are you saving by your faith? It's more than about you. This has nothing to do with me, my foe, and no more. This has to do with much more than you. Your act of faith, your resiliency, your ability to stand is going to save so many more people than you even can imagine. Paul, I would imagine Paul probably wasn't even thinking about the 275 other men when it got thick in that storm. When it gets thick in the storm, sometimes you get a selfish connotation. You get that belief system, well, God, what about me and mine? But you got to recognize that you're getting saved through this situation affects way more than the folks in your address. It affects people who are watching you go through this storm. And trust me, there are folks who are watching how you're going to go through this storm and seeing now how you're going to come out of this. Now, you got some folks who wishing you don't come out. You have some people who begging you don't come out. But you have a crowd of witnesses, according to Hebrews, that are cheering you on. And you have more than that. You have a word. You have a word from God. Stand on your word. Believe and trust, because God is with you. Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good, that even in this perfect storm, he's going to perfect you through this storm, and then you will start troubling what's troubling you. God bless you. Be blessed.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Oh, what an awesome word this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word from the Lord this morning. The perfect storm. Oh, we have God glory for it, I tell you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Pastor Lavona, I will be calling you back for the closing with our benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being such an awesome God. We glorify you, Lord God, that through it all we can go through any storm, any situation, knowing that you're there with us. Father, you told us in your word that when we're suffering, when we're going through sufferings, that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that you will instill in each and every one of us. And Father, for those that are on this call, we're asking that you bless, that you strengthen, that you keep them. You put your arms around them And we know, Lord, that you said you'd never leave us or forsake us, so we know that you're always there. And through it all, Lord God, we will put on the minds of Christ, knowing that all is well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the bereaved families before you, Father. We ask that you minister in comfort like none other, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for keeping them and protecting them, Lord God, and letting them know that their loved ones are with you and that they are carried on, Father, trusting and believing in you. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through sicknesses and illnesses, Lord God. We're speaking to the storm this very hour and say, peace be still, because you've given us the victory already, Lord God. And you said, sickness is not of you. So we say, by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So we're speaking to the bodies. We're speaking to their minds. We're saying that they are whole and healed in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father, for those that may be discouraged, Lord God, and we're going to pass this word to them, Lord God, and let them know it's an encouraging word, it's a word of power, and it's a word of purpose to let us know, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Father, we will carry on your word, Lord, with this message, and we will go forth letting people know that they are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Lord God, we ask that you bless this woman of God, that you bless and pour back into her as she poured to us, oh God. We ask that you bless her family, bless her surroundings, bless her church, bless her neighborhood, oh God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for her and her family, Lord God. We ask that you continue to put your arms around her, Lord God, and let her know, Father, that you are pleased with her. And we thank you, Father, for giving her a double portion at this very hour. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them and keeping them, blessing their household and blessing everything that pertains to them, Father. We glorify you, Father, for every minister on this call and those that are not on this call. We thank you for Artists International, Lord God. We thank you for the conference that's coming forth. We thank you for the Kings of Artists, oh God. We thank you for those that are traveling to and from short and long distance, Lord God. We thank you for protecting and placing your angels around them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise your holy and righteous name. We give you glory, we thank you, and we honor you, and we thank you again, oh God, for doing that, all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. And we thank you and bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we got it again. And I tell you, if I know you want to hear this message again, so you can do so by going to this playback number, 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085 with the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. Remember that the motivational call is coming up next, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank you so much, Co-Pastor Lavona Lewis, for doing such an awesome job, for giving us such a powerful word, the perfect storm. Do not abandon the ship. Yeah, I hope it will stick with each and every one of us. I know it will with me. And TMC family, I say God bless you. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. So, Pastor Lavona, would you please close us out with the word of prayer? Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, for sending the storm. We bless you, Lord, that for navigating the waters, the rough waters, for talking to us through the storm, speaking with us, for your leadership, your guidance and your direction, Lord. And Father, we speak right now to every passenger and every ship, Father. We speak that you are healed, you're whole, you are being perfected through this storm. We thank you, God, and we speak this storm will not take us out. This will not be what take you down. This will not be what take you out. This will not be your demise. This storm came to perfect you. This storm came to empower you. This storm came to show you just how much Christ you have in you and just how much more you need. God, we thank you God, that the ingenuity of the sailors didn't work, but it was because Paul trusted you, God. And Lord, we trust you on this morning, God, as we make our next move, as we come out of our bedrooms and step our foot on the ground, may every piece of hell tremble because we're up and about. Let us intimidate the enemy. Let us walk into our purpose, even though the storm is still brewing. Let us be windsurfers. Let us be water walkers. Let us be wavers. Let us, God, just continue, God, to be the perfected us in this perfect storm. We will not give up hope. We will not give up faith. We will not abandon and retreat. We will not step back for what you have called us to do. In your name, God, even though it may look different to others, we are following you. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so, and so it is. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Be blessed.